Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Friday, December the 14th of 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very important show scheduled for you today. We're doing the introduction to a 7-hour series entitled Sexuality, Sensuality, Spirituality, which establishes, gives you your superiority. And so, let me unplug it. My mic is acting a little strange here, so try to get my audio quality a little better. This series, brothers and sisters, is extremely important because what we're going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying is not expressed, exposed, or expanded in a way that can be easily assimilated by the populace. So we're talking about this term or this word that is really taboo when we're talking about sex and we're talking about your sensuality. We're talking about your charisma, your charisma, or your personal magnetism. Especially when we look at it from the traditional perspective from the church, and especially from the feminine energy that is being expressed or not allowed to be expressed due to the problems that it causes for the male or for men. So if there is a woman that is very sensual or very sexual just by design, not by effort, what do you do? How does it feel? There is a woman that is very voluptuous, as we say. How does it make you feel when all of the attention that you attract because of your sexuality, how does that make you feel? And what do you do with this sensuality, or what do you do with this sexuality that you have? And what about these unwanted energy? What about this unwanted energy that is drawn to you because of you? And so this is not really dealt with. And more importantly than that, what is the essence of all creation? What is the foundation of all creation on earth? Well, the foundation of all creation is the stimuli or the stimulus that we call sex. So it is this sex, it is this sensuality, and this spirituality, true spirituality. And what is true sensuality, and what is true sexuality, and what do these three have in common? So we want to break this down, and we're going to be talking about doing this seven-hour series, and I want to lay out the outline of the format for you so you can understand the importance of this series. Now, we're not talking about the traditional Taos or Taoism or sexual transmutation or Tantra or any of the hidden, you know, sex, Kundalini, Kabbalah, sexual practices that's known today as sex magic. So this is not about sex magic or what some people refer to as sexual alchemy. Although all of those modalities and different ways of thinking and thought are prevalent and available. And there's many lectures and there's many books that deals with sex, that deals with sensuality, that deals with this sexual or this sensual and this spiritual energy and this creative power that is produced, if you will, through understanding how to harness and direct this creative force that we call sexual energy. So that's not the purpose of this series. So in this series, we're looking at it from not only a spiritual perspective, but a sensual perspective and a sexual perspective, dealing with the core, which is the chemical expression through the cerebral cortex by the release of what we call dopamine. So we want to talk about one of the first chapters, or the first thing that we want to look at, is the difference between dopamine and serotonin and what that plays and how that plays into this ideal of creation. We're also going to touch on oxytocin, which is the chemical definition of what we call love. We are really going to spend a lot of time breaking down and removing the this intense focus, if you will, upon prolonged or abstinence or what's being taught and promoted, because the sexual energy that lies dormant is the highest form of this creative essence. And so on earth, it's known as the number six. And so we're going to get into a little bit of the numerical value that's the symbol of this energetic expression. So there is a energetic expression for this sexual energy that's being released during this particular elevated creative function. Now, what do I mean? Well, if we study the Book of Heaven, and we're going to touch on that briefly during the series as well, the Book of Heaven. So the Book of Heaven is what we call or what I call the constellations, or the stars that it talks about in the book of Genesis inside of the Helios Biblios, or the Sun Book, or the Bible, when it talks about that the heavens, that the stars were given for signs and symbols. And so we want to look at these signs and symbols, and we want to break down the ancient text that empowers or gives us this energy. And the chapters that we're going to be going through is we're going to talk about sexuality, sensuality, and spirituality, again, from the cerebral level. We're going to talk about it from the transmutation or sexual transmutation. We're also going to discuss this spiritual or sexual expression. We're going to talk about the spiritual, sensual, sexual power or unity of thought with source. We're going to talk about this spiritual and sexual mental arousal. We're going to look at this spiritual, sensual, and sexual connection through mutual suffering. That's not really talked about too much today. There is a chemical attraction to people that are and that have suffered or been through a mutual or a common negative event. Nobody talks about the uniqueness or the magnetic heroism that is established through mutual suffering. So it is an energetic or a magnetic connection through the laws of magnetic development that is not talked about and discussed on this dimension, that is the true essence of creation that is established through mutual suffering. Nobody looks at suffering or suffrage as a part of the sensual and the sexual connection. Since this is not really discussed when we talk about under open understanding the laws of sexual, sensual, and spiritual magnetism that is developed through the spiritual telekinetic and telepathic connection through mutual suffering and through visual stimulation and through mental arousal and through aesthetically pleasing and displeasing events that connect different people together. This is true sexual alchemy. This is under over an understanding true magnetism. This is the ability to take this self-directed power through the strength of the state of mind. So your ability to recognize and to focus, if you want to use that term, or control your thought that is produced inside of the mind through mental stimuli or stimulation. That is what we're going to be discussing during this series. So this series has nothing to do with the physical act. So hate to disappoint you. There's enough books and lectures and talk and teachings out there on physical sex, how to withstand, and all this other sexual magic that's being taught. So that's not what this series is about. This series is about the silent force that produces results in all creation. This is about the under-open understanding of this sexual and sensual and spiritual expression that is done through a mental disposition or the state of mind that creates dopamine inside of the body and reduces serotonin in the body, because serotonin destroys the sexual act, physical and mental, whereas dopamine promotes. And so we want to look at the things that stimulate or bring about the essence of creation. So this series is about the essence of creation, or the creative force. All creation is the result of understanding this series. This is the ability to train the will to do. See, the great secret of the universe is everything is possible today if you understand this energy that controls all conscious acts. The inability to understand, the inability to be consciously aware of the unconscious. So How can you become, quote unquote, a genius? How can you become somebody that is highly intelligent? How can you become someone who is highly creative? How can you accomplish all of your endeavors? See, there are specific rules that will allow you to travel down a specific path that develops focus, discipline, and order, or what we call concentration, because it is through this clarity, this crystal clear clarity, that gives you concentration, which gives you confidence, and it develops into a specific determination and perseverance. So when everybody else stops and quits, there is something that drives, motivates, encourages, inspires. It's called inspiritas, inspires. There is a specific, what I call willpower, and I have a book that kind of breaks some of this down as well called Willpower, that gives you an under, over, an understanding of this invisible force, if you want to use that term, or this silent force, or this telekinesis, or this telepathic expression. This is the silent force of the power that is within all of us. But many of us, we do not know how to use this creative essence at its mightiest or at its highest point, so that way we can, the universe or the world, the way that we would like it to be, meaning we want to express our design so that way we can shine. Now, how does this actually play out in real life? Well, in real life, there is something called the number six. And when we look at the number six, it sounds exactly like, when you say the word six, it sounds exactly like the word sex. So 666 is sex, sex, sex. The Bible says if you want to know the key to the universe, if you want to know wisdom, then you have to know the meaning of the number. If you want wisdom, know the meaning of the number 666. Six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. 666 is sex, sex, sex. But most people do not understand that according to the Book of Heaven, there is an 84-year cycle, 42 years of male expression, and 42 years of female expression. That is the essence of creation. That is the creative force that is inside of you right now. But many of us do not know how to use or allow this spiritual path to assist us, so it becomes a distraction. And we end up wasting our body's energy and our body's motivation, because there is an increased amount of energy. There's an increased amount of focus. There's an increased amount of creativity. There's an increased amount of intensity. All of these qualities are a natural expression of this particular time period that we live in. And so the ability to not get into a lot of the things that's being taught, whether we're talking about sexual, you know, abstinence, whether we're talking about, doing joint orgasms, and whether we're talking about thinking about something at the same time you haven't, all of that stuff has its place, but that's not what this course is about. This is not about the physical act of sex, although it is great. This class has nothing to do with the physical act itself. This has to do with what is contained, or what happens in the mind during the stimulation before the physical act. Is there a overindulgence or a overstimulation of the mind before the act? What happens to the mind if there is excessive indulgence through the promotion of, whether it be masturbation or whether it be sexual, oversexed or undersexed? So if you're a monk and you don't engage, if you take a vow of celibacy and you don't engage, what happens to the sexual energy that is created? And during the sexual act, what is the energy that is created that is called adrenochrome? What happens when the sexual act, or what happens in the brain for this sexual act. And this is all what we're going to be discussing during this particular class. Because what's not being taught is what is expressed by the creative function. It is this ignorance of our dominion or our sovereignty to comprehend the great mystery of sex, sensuality, and spirituality. So women have this ability, and men do too. But many of us do not understand how to use this. Now, when I say use this, do we use it or does it use us? So there are certain women that, like, what is the difference between a woman like, let's say, Anna Nicole Smith or Marilyn Monroe, who displayed a certain amount of sensuality? And then there are people, there are women that are, they have no sensuality, but they have a lot of sexuality. Then there's women that have no sexuality or sensuality, but they have a lot of spirituality. But what happens if you combine all three? Then you have superiority. You are superior, meaning that you have a creative force that's able to get things done. But there's a lot of women who have all three, but they don't get things done because of the inability to express, expose, and expand that was given to them by their father in a creative manner. So this inability to express, expose, and expand that sexual, sensual, and spiritual force in a creative manner using the law of 42, which is the 84-year cycle that's talked about in the Book of Heaven, where the constellations, as I've been expressing, exposing, and expanding in my Dear Kinnear Report, which is a sexual book. So sex happens in heaven anytime there is a division. Polarity is sex. Everything starts off with one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So we're going to break that down. We're going to talk about sex in heaven. When an atom, when a female's egg is penetrated by the sperm, the first thing that happens is the law of doubling. That's called vortex math. That's sex. So vortex mathematics is sexual or spiritual sex. That creates charisma or charisma. So there are men like me who are promoted or empowered. So people ask me, okay, how did I write 50 books? I'm going to explain how I did that. So how do I do, you know, 3-4 shows a day? How do I go to the gym 3 times a day? How do I do what I do because I got some kind of superhuman feat or this, that, and the other? No. How do I get by on, you know, 4 hours of sleep? So how can I, you know, eat whatever I want or don't eat nothing? How can I start and stop? How do I do everything I do? See, brothers and sisters, once you understand this, you have the same, this is the foundation of all creative expression. You are a creator, and the Father has given you the ability to do what is called extra exertion. This is all in the Book of Heaven. This is all written in the stars. Now, the Book of Heaven is not a physical book. You can go to Google and try to look it up. You're not going to find anything. So the Book of Heaven that I'm talking about is written in your heart. It's written on the hearts and minds of God's people. So you have this creative power right now. You ain't got to go talk to nobody. You don't need no curandero. You don't need no talk to no shaman. You don't need to go get your, you know, no tarot cards. You have been given everything that you need for this creative expression. This is the secret to success. See, let me make sure you understand. The secret of success is to always improve yourself, no matter where you are and no matter what your position is. The secret of success is to learn to take your sexuality, however great or small it is, to take your sensuality, whether you're short or tall, you take your physicality and you use it to assist in your spirituality. So all successful people, whether they know it or not, they always feel successful. Let me say that again. All successful people always feel successful. So how do you feel when you go in the mirror and you look at yourself? That's why I tell women and men, go in the mirror, strip down, buck naked, look at yourself. How do you feel? If you do not feel giddy, if you're not overwhelmed with love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control, you've been lied to. I don't care if you're 350 pounds. I don't care if you're 120 pounds. It has nothing to do. That's what this whole mental dis-ease comes from. It is a faulty self-image. Sexuality is the result of understanding that the number 6, which is my life path number, is an upside-down 9. That's why 69. Look at those two numbers. I'm going to break this all down during this series. Those two numbers is the foundation of this class. This information I can't find on the Internet. Now, it may be out there. I just can't find it. Now, notice that the 6 and the 9, if you write those two numbers together, you got the number 69. And notice that the head is at the feet and the feet is at the head. Now, that is actually a sexual position. But remember, this whole series has nothing to do with physical sex. So if you're coming here thinking about this is about physical sex, yeah, about, you know, prolonged ejaculations, how to do, yeah, there's already books. I've already talked about that. That's grade school stuff. You know, if men, if you want to, you know, increase the size of your genitalia, yeah, I already did that class. You can do that. If you want to have multiple orgasms, if you want to control your, you know, your penile function so that way you can have, you know, longer sexual act. See, the destination, the orgasm is not the act. The act is the process. Meaning, most people have sex so they can have an orgasm. That's the physical problem. The destination of the goal. Now, we talked about that yesterday. So hopefully you listened to yesterday's show, because this series is about the process of sexuality, sensuality, and spirituality, which is the essence of all creation. That makes you superior. See, if you got a system in place that makes money, you never have a money problem. If you got a system in place that can gain or lose weight, you never have a health problem. If you got a system in place that can access knowledge or remove tradition, then you never have a wisdom problem. If you got a system in place that allows you to have mutual respect and mutual love for yourself and others, then you never have a relationship problem. But the problem is there is no system that uses sex, your senses, sixth sense, not the 5, the sixth sense. We're going to break it down during the series. Why? 6 is an upside down 9. Now, according to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, they take the truth, they turn it upside down. So you are the truth. That's why you got 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, 666 is sex. That's why you got sex on the brain. But the sex is really, when you turn it back right, it's the 9. The 9 is a number of completion. The 9 is a number of royalty. The 9 is a number of the priest. Jesus said, the Bible says that you are a royal priest. You're 9. You're not a 6. So if you're like me, you've been sexed. You are highly sexed. That means you're highly sixed. That means you are 6. So all my life I've been sex on the brain. But what I should have been doing was priest, because a 6 is a priest upside down. So the enemy takes the truth and he hides it in plain sight. They take the truth and they turn it upside down. Your job is to turn it right side up. So a 6 is an upside down 9. Look at the number. But what is the number 6? The number 6 is the number sex. And the number sex, really in the ancient text, is X-E-S. Now, I don't want to give away the entire series during the introduction, but do you know what X-E-S is in the Greek? You might want to tune in, boo-boo. Because what's happened, all successful people understand the art of creation. They're not interested in the art of accumulation. It's the ability to create. It's the ability to solve problems. The people that make the most money solve the most problems. Now, X-E-X is S-E-X. That's a X, like in the movie X-Men. You know the series X-Men is about sex? In the Wolverine, Logan, the last movie, when Logan dies, they have a cross, and they turn the cross on its side, it creates an X. Let me say that again without giving you too much informing. If you take a cross and you Just let it fall on its side. It makes an X. Let me say that one more time. If you take the cross and you put it on its side, it makes an X. So many people are waste. So we stop wasting your energy. Stop wasting your focus on orgasms and create a organization. Now, I'm not saying that you should not have orgasms. In fact, you should have more orgasms because it creates more creation. So what happens in the brain before the orgasm? Like if you overspill this, which I will be breaking down during this series, you'll go from being a highly sexed individual to being a highly creative individual. What happens to people that are psychologically going through changes because of the visual stimulation and the aesthetically pleasing frequencies that joins them chemically? What happens? What happens if there is chemistry between you and somebody else? What do you do? So let's say you are married, they married, y'all work together, and there is sexual chemistry. What do you do? Most people, they don't do nothing. What you should do, create. So I got to teach you how. How do you take that chemistry instead of y'all hooking up on your lunch break? What if way for you to understand what was going on and why you have chemistry and how can you stop wasting your energy and focus on building your purpose? What if everybody could learn how to overcome any handicap that they have? Handicap simply means problem, an issue, a concern. So all successful people on the planet, they understand how to overcome hardships. They have the ability to overcome adversity. You can knock them down, but guess what happened? They're going to get back up. They like the Energizer Bunny. Where do they get all this energy from? Most people I talk to, they don't even know. They don't even understand how their mind is balanced and everybody else's is not. Most people that are, especially women, who are very attractive, excuse me, they're very voluptuous, for lack of a better term, physicality, and they are a magnet of magnetism for magical magnificence, but they don't know. And they go to church, and the Reverend Dr. Bishop says, you got too much badonkadonk in your trunk, you know, you need to dress down, put on this robe. Or, you know, you need to make sure that, you know, Middle Eastern, you know, only thing that can be shown is your eyes. Now, I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just simply saying, what is the magnetism that is produced, and where does it come from? Now, what do you do with it? Well, most people, they hide it. Most women go to church, and they dumb themselves down because there's men in the church that can't handle your voluptuousness. It's not your fault that God gave you TGs and a badonkadonk, but men can't handle it. Why? We're visually. So what if the man could understand that if he's visually stimulated by somebody else, he can go take that and he could use something called the developed mind, which we're going to be breaking down, because most men are like me. That's why men don't do nothing usually under the age of 40. Very few men can do anything because they do not have a developed mind, like I didn't. Because nobody taught me. That's why I'm doing a series. And so anytime there is the inability to self-regulate the faculties of the mind, that means that your impulses, your appetites, your emotions, your passions, they whooping you. You're not controlling them, your impulses, your appetites, your emotions, your passions. You are just being driven. Remember, you are either led by angels, or you are being driven by demons. Which one you got, boo-boo? See, mental, the lack of a developed mind. See, the undeveloped mind is going to cost you. You're behind. It's the inability to understand how to use the faculties of a developed mind. The Bible calls this self-control. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. It's the ability to direct or bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. And so what we're going to do is, during this series, we're going to break this down. We're going to break down, are you concentrating on your purpose, your design? Most people don't even know their purpose or their design. Most people don't even know what concentration is. See, the Bible tells us to bring every thought into captivity. That's concentration. So it is this ability to understand that the concentration of the mind and how it can develop and it can allow you or assist you with overcoming any lack of self-control, any impulsive behavior, anything that you have. How do I know? I didn't read about this in the book. This is what I had to do in order to under, over, and understand. So that way every September, October, December, I didn't crash and burn financially because I understood how to become a magnet of magnetism for magical magnificence because I understood and I took sex, sensuality, and my spirituality to establish my superiority. So what is the step-by-step process to do that? Well, we start off talking about, number one, the cerebral cortex. See, there's something in your cerebral cortex, your brain, that you have to understand. Every thought, every act, every plan will either advance or deteriorate your purpose. Let me say that again. See, before you do anything, you got to ask yourself this question. Is this going to advance or deteriorate my plan? See, I just used to go out there and just go buck wild. And I didn't ask myself, before I engage in this activity, is this going to advance or is this going to deteriorate my plan? See, the engineer, which we all are energy engineers. As an energy engineer, you got to use sex. You got to use sensuality. Now, remember, I'm not talking about the physical act. During this series, I'm going to talk about the stimulation of the mind. So what stimulates your mind? Everybody's different. The thing that stimulates my mind is different from the thing that stimulates your mind. But then once the mind is stimulated, what do we do next? See, the inability to under, over, and understand how do we use the cerebral cortex. Number two, we're going to break down sexual transmutation. Now, we've already discussed that word transmutation, which is the ability to take energy that is in one form, sex, and put it in another form, purpose. How do you do that? Now, everybody can say that. Let me get this right. I go to the gym. I see this fine filly. This fine filly look at me. I look at the fine filly. There is some charisma. So I got a choice. I can go over there and get the digits. I can go home and masturbate, or I can go home and write a book. Which one do I do? Which one do you do? So how do you take your mind off of the expression of that chemistry? And what is that chemistry? Why do some people have sexual chemistry and some people don't? Why are you attracted to tall people? Why are you attracted to short people? Why are you attracted to skinny? Why are you attracted to what we call or what some people call fat? Why are you attracted to people with money? Why are you attracted to people without money? It's called, as we will break down, mutual suffering. You are drawn to people who you suffered with mutually. Now, you don't know because they were probably in Bumbuck, Egypt, and you maybe grew up in Southern California. But the type of suffering that y'all experienced, that establishes your chemistry. Now, we can get to the psychology behind it, but I want to talk plainly. And during this series, we're going to establish for you so that way you don't wonder why you always draw to you. You ever see women? They always draw these loser guys. Now, they're very successful. They're lawyers, doctors, and they got this homeless dude. Mutual suffering, but they don't know. And so they don't have the ability to under, over, and understand, okay, how do I take that energy, that charisma, that attraction? And then what about your breathing? See, your breathing reflects your state of mind. See, most people, they don't pay attention to their breathing. So if your breathing is really short or it's really long, not your natural state of breathing reflects your natural state of mind. So I can sit next to somebody because your breathing increases around magnetism. We're all magnets. You draw to you people that's like you. What about your posture? Now, I learned all this in the Supermax. So an inmate can watch you, and they can watch your breathing. They know if you're afraid of them or not. They can watch your posture. They say, yeah, we can take that fool just by the way you sit. So if you're listening to this series and you're sitting in your home right now and you're leaning forward, or if you're listening to me right now and you're lying in bed and you're leaning backwards, that tells me everything about your current chi or lack thereof. What about eye contact? When you meet somebody, do you look them in the eye? That speaks volume to magnetism. Your breathing, your posture, your eye contact, all of this is sexual magnetism. All of this is centralism. Now, remember, sex, we're talking about sex is stimuli of the mind. I'm going to break all of this down during the series. Sex is not physical. So what stimulates your mind? That's sex. That's what we're going to break down in the series. Right now, you probably don't even know what stimulates your mind. It's not what you think, so we got to break it down. What stimulates the mind? That's sex. Centralism. We're going to break down. What is centralism? Now, centralism is the word senses. But centralism for this class is the sixth sense. It's transporting pathy. Centralism is the ability to transport pathy from one place to another regardless of distance. That's centralism. So there are women that are very sensual, and they don't know it. They don't know why they're getting this attention from social media or when they go to the mall or when they just drive in their car or when they – and they dress, and it's really interesting. I can see women that dress like old women. They wear old clothes, and they still draw a lot of attention. And they're trying to hide it, but they think it's their physical body, but it's not. It's their sixth sense. It's the telepathy. They're telepathic. If you're a 7 and an 8, that's what you're going through right now, a 7 or 8, a 7 or an 11. See, 7s and 11s are telepathic, but most of them don't know it. That's the purpose of the life management system and the Kingdom Millionaires training system, to show you you. So you go to work every day and you're 7. That means you are highly intelligent. Do you know what that means? Intel. You got intel from God. That means you go in. That means God tells you stuff in. Intel. You got intel. That means tell, but it comes from internal. So you're 7 and you pick up frequency, but more importantly than the frequency that you pick up, what frequency are you sending out? So 7s and 11s, they do not understand the secret to getting what they want. And if you're a 7, the number 7 anywhere in your chart, it means universal seeker. 7s are always seeking. 7s have the ability to find a way or make a way. That's what 7s are usually pretty well off, or they're really pretty bad because they turn that off because they think it's wrong. See, do you know what you want? See, be careful for what you want. Because, see, what you want forms a mental picture in your brain. That sends out a vibrational message to the molecules in the air. See, never, ever allow yourself to drift. If you're 7, you cannot daydream or wander off unconsciously. If you're 7 or 11, really anybody at this point in the game, as we will break down during the series, you cannot wish for something. See, wishing and trying show the lack of faith and belief or knowing. See, wishing is vain imagining. The Bible talks about vain imaginations. That's wishing. So you got to wish. That's the kiss of death if you are 7 and 11, because God gave you knowing. God gave you intelligence. God gave you an intel. That means you got knowledge that other people don't have, and you're not using it. That's what sensing is. So sensuality is, I got a sixth sense. I can tell stuff, but I can't necessarily explain it. I just kind of know it. But since you don't know, you trade in your knowing for a religious belief. And now you got a belief system instead of your knowing system. So now you don't know what you want because you traded in what you want for what you wish. So you got to make a mental picture because it's already there. That's why you're drawing people into your life. So sensuality is sending out a sense or a frequency or a wave of vibration, which we're going to break down how you do that and why it's important. Because people are upset. You're upset and other people are upset because you haven't reached your goal. Because you're not realizing it's not about the goal. It's about the role. It's the role. That's sensuality is the role or the process that produces the feeling, not the goal. Your sensuality is the feeling. So you're sending out a feeling. If it's a feeling of suffering instead of a feeling of success, you're going to draw losers. You're not a loser, but you're going to draw losers because losers are attracted to your pain. Because whatever you're going through, you're holding that frequency inside of you because you still feel it. So that's why you have to forgive. Forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. See, many of us, though, do not understand. See, the desire to do carries the plan to do. So your job is to simply know. That's sensuality. So sexuality has nothing to do with the physical act. Sexuality has nothing to do necessarily with visual stimulation or physical stimulation. Sexuality has to do with aesthetically pleasing or what is called a pheromone. P-H, not an F, P-H-E-R-O-M-O-N-E-S. Pheromones replace hormones. So if you do not understand that, you are sexually stimulated mentally through pheromones. We're going to break that down because I thought I was sexually stimulated by visual. I am, but by the time I get visually stimulated, I've already been pheromonally stimulated. So, okay, how does pheromones work? Okay, we got to break that down. That's sex. See, that's what sex is really about. The physical act, that's just kind of like a waste of energy. Now, it's good. It got, you know, great benefits. But the real true benefit of sex is mental. Your senses, you got five senses. They great. You got the eyesight, awesome. Your ears, off the hizzle for shizzle. Your nose, you know, smells or spells. So you smell something, you're under spell. Another study for another time. Taste buds, off the hizzle for shizzle. Your hands, touch, awesome. All your five senses, worthless when we talk about sensuality, your sixth sense. And then last and not least, spirituality. We've got to break that down during the series. Oh, man. Spirituality has nothing to do with religion. Spirituality has nothing to do with veganism. Spirituality has nothing to do with your diet. Spirituality has nothing to do with following a set of rules or a set of tradition. Spirituality has nothing to do with what you've been taught. Now, I know. Everybody says the same thing. Spirituality, my brothers, spirituality, my sisters, has to do with what Yahushua said spirituality was. Now, Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, was off the chain. He was otherworldly. Now, everybody else was teaching about the law and about the prophets. And then this Nazarene, who was in the scene, comes on the scene, and he was the carpenter's son, and he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." And then there was like, now remember, this is all in the Bible. It says that, why do we repent? Because we are of Moses. This is in the book of Matthew. We ain't done nothing wrong. We keep the law. Because they didn't understand what the word repent means. Now, I've never heard this taught in church. I know somebody's teaching it. I just haven't heard them. The word repent means actually to change the way you think. Now, again, I don't want to give away the cow because then you ain't going to buy the milk. or the meat, which I'm going to be sharing during this series. But I'm so excited that for some strange stretch of the imagination, you think you can't afford $50 to join me on this series, I got to at least leave you with this nugget. So that way in 2019, you're still going to get scarred up and abused and misused. You're still not going to have no stick-to-itness, no stick-to-itiveness. See, this is called the spirit of perseverance. Now, I've seen a grown man tear through a chain-link fence when I worked in a supermarket with his bare hands because of sex. There's a movie called Troy where a man gathered ships and he sailed across the sea for one woman, and he had a plethora of them. There's a story called David and Bathsheba. And David had a wife, plethora of them, much of them. He saw Bathsheba taking a shower, a bath, and he had Bathsheba's husband go out to the front line so that way, you know, he could die in battle. Men do crazy things. Well, this man, I don't know about y'all, have done and still do crazy things because of this thing that we call sex, sensuality, and spirituality. Now, the spirit of preservation, to-ativeness, this guarantees success. Now, I call it bulldog tenacity. Jesus had this, and you got it too. Now, Jesus came teaching this. He says, repent. Now, why? Now, remember the word repent, Matthew 3, verse 2. Now, it's all through the scriptures. There's a bunch of scriptures that talks about this word. But I need you to understand, this is spirituality. If you do this, your dogs hunt 24/7, 365. Basically, you never fail. Why? You never quit. See, the race is not won to the swift. The race is won to the person that endures to the end. See, I learned this a long time ago when I was a little whippersnapper, and I used to get my aspirators whooped every day. I realized that if you knock me down on Monday, I'm going to be back on Wednesday. Knock me down on Wednesday, I'm going to be back on Friday. Knock me down on Friday. But every time I get knocked down, I kind of formulate a better plan as to, okay, man, why did he knock me down last time? Okay. And then I figured out that big dudes, you know, if you hit them in the head with a 2x4, something happens to them. Their eyes kind of glaze over. It works. I mean, it works for me like clockwork. Bottles, bricks, you know, 2x4s. I mean, it's amazing. I called them equalizers. So when I was a little kid, walking the streets of Richmond, I made sure I always had me an equalizer. Nowadays, you know, most people carry handguns. Same thing. But see, the spirituality I'm talking about is called stick-to-itiveness. That's what I call it. Now, the only way you get stick-to-itiveness, and that's a word. I don't even know that's a word. I just made it up. It's the word stick-to-itiveness. S-T-I-C-K-T-O-I-T-T-I-V-E-N-E-S. Now, I don't know if that's a word. It's a word today, boo-boo. It's a word today. Stick-to-itiveness. You got to have that. That's spirituality. See, true spirituality says, I don't give a flying banana what happens. That is mine, as long as it's according to my design. That's what Jesus came teaching. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, that word repent is what I want to focus on. And during this series, we're going to break this down. If you got this, now, if you got sex, if your brain is stimulated right, if you got sensuality, if you're sending out a message of mutual suffering, everybody that's been through the same shizness that you've been through, not your success, your suffering, homie. Don't talk to me about what you learned at Harvard. Don't talk to me about what you learned at Yale. Talk to me about what you're ashamed of. Talk to me about what you're embarrassed of. Talk to me about your pain. Because when Paul Peter asks you, who should take this thorn from me, he says, nope, my grace is sufficient for thee. That thorn is a messenger from Satan. Why do you have it? To keep you from being conceited. Keep you humble. That's true sensuality. Spirituality, on the other hand, is stick-to-itiveness. What does that mean? This Greek word for the English word Repent is spelled M-E-T-A. N-O-E-O. It's the Strong Concordance, number 3-3. M-T-3-3. Notice the word is Meta 3-3. It's part of where I got my name, Master Teacher 33, from. From the Greek word, Strong Concordance, number 3-3-4-0. Strong Concordance, number 3-3-4-0. It's the word metanoi, or metanosis, or meta-knowing, where I get the word metaphysics. Metaphysics, my brother, metaphysics, my sister, is the ability to change one's mind. It's the ability to change the inner man. That's what I did. Meta means to change something before. Neo means think. It means a different way of thinking. It means the change of mind. Please do not believe me. Please. I beg you, do not believe me. Please look it up for yourself. Please go to Google, type in your favorite search engine, type in the word Strong Concordance 3-3-4-0, or type in the word metanoi, M-E-T-A-N-O-E-O, or go to blueletterbible.org or Bible Gateway or Bible Esau, type in Matthew 3 and look up the verse and read it for yourself. Don't take no man's word. I could have bumped my head last night. But this is why people do not have the essence of creation. This is why people do not have the creative power. This is why this series is so important, so that way you can be a co-creator with the creator. Use sex, brother. Don't hide it. Don't deny it. Don't practice no abstinence. Why do you think pedophiles exist? Why do you think monks walking around, you know, freaking defiling little boys? So you got all of this sexual energy, and you tell me you're just going to turn it off. So let me get this right. Go to Niagara Falls and put a dam in the Niagara Falls and tell me what happens to all that water that's rushing down there. Yeah, go try that alpha side. What do you do with all that pent-up energy, brother? What do you do with all that pent-up energy? You walk around talking about abstinence. And you bump your head? I ain't doing no abstinence. I don't practice abstinence. Now, that dog don't hunt. Now, you can try. Don't get me wrong. I recommend everybody, like, go for broke. Like, if you want to drink, drink. You want to smoke marijuana, smoke marijuana. Don't feel bad about it, brother. If you're going to do it, be a man and do it. Or be a wombed man and do it. Why? You bring about what you feel. That's spirituality. Spirituality means I am omnibenevolent, always, 24-7, 365. I don't give a flying banana. If the Pope himself comes down and say, brother, don't do that. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And then I'm not going to do it until I change my mind. That's what the word repent means. The word repent means to change your mind. That is spirituality. Spirituality is the ability to change the mind. I don't know. I can count on one hand the people that understand or have the ability to do that. Because people have tradition that stops them from changing their mind. Spirituality is the ability to make a concrete freaking decision. That's spirituality. The ability to make a decision. See, most people have slowness in making decisions, which is an indication of a weakness of spiritual power. See, you know you should do something, but you delay doing it. Why? Through a lack of stick-to-itiveness. This is called a lack of decision-making. All the eights I know, they got this disease. Slow decision-making. Now, you make a decision, but you delay doing it. Why? See, it is easier not to do a certain thing than it is to do a certain thing. See, your ego, your current belief system says, don't do it. Your spirit, this is spirituality, your spirit says, do it. Your spirit says, stick do itness. Stick to doing shiznit. Do it. Even if it's wrong, it's better to go in the wrong direction than to go in no direction. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says it's better to be hot or cold than to be lukewarm. If you're lukewarm, God spits you out of his mouth. That's what the Bible says, at least the one that I read. So I go, and I know a lot of people, myself included, that like to make slow decisions. They ain't got no stick-to-itiveness. That means you ain't got no spirituality. See, the ability or the lack of deciding, the inability to do a thing when you know it should be done. People that are successful, they make quick decisions. Even if they're wrong, it's better to go the freaking wrong way than it is to go no way. It's better to go in the wrong direction than it is just to stand in the middle of the road. See, a lot of people, they're standing in the middle of the road. They're not going left or right. They're standing in the middle of the road. That is, you guaranteed to get hit. Now, if you drive in the wrong direction, you might get hit and you might not. If you're driving in the right direction, yeah, you're probably not going to get hit. But if you're standing in the middle of the road, you're not driving either direction, you are guaranteed to get hit. Guaranteed. It's just a matter of time. You don't believe me? Test the theory. Don't tell nobody I told you. Go out there and find the busiest freeway in your city and stand in the middle of the freeway. See what happens. Now, you can drive in the wrong direction. You're probably going to get hit. Eventually, somebody's going to come in and they're not going to see you. Bam, head-on collision. Driving in the right direction, you're good. Ain't nobody probably going to hit you. I recommend driving in the right direction. That's what this series is about. This series is going to give you the greatest of all mind stimulation. The greatest of all mind stimuli. Why? That's sex. Sex has nothing to do with the physical act. Sex is a mental disposition. Sex has nothing to do with the physical act. Sex is a freaking mental, a brain that stimulates. If I could hook your brain up to an EKG machine, is it lit up? Is your third eye activated? Is all the synapses, is all the neurons in the brain is firing? You having sex, homie. Is dopamine being released? You having sex. If serotonin is being released, yeah, you what they call frigid. That means your dog's on hunt. So how do we activate the dopamine? Serotonin cortex, cerebral cortex activation. We're going to break that down in a series. That's sexual transmutation. It ain't got none of this worldly stuff that everybody's talking about. I mean, don't get me wrong. All of that, you know, stuff is great. But when you're ready to go kingdom, now you're six. When you get tired, now I'm a 3, 6, 9. Three. That's where I started. What is three? That's fallen angels. That's the sub. That's the lowest dimension. Six. What is six? That's clay beings. Nine. What is nine? That's light beings. We need to return back to light. You're not a jinn. You're not clay. You're light. Now, you can, if you want to be a three, go ahead. If you want to be a six, now, again, you want to talk to me about being a six? We can talk all day, every day, nonstop. I can tell you all about being a six. Been there, done that. 666, sex, sex, sex. Been there, done that. Now, I'm a nine. Why? Those are the numbers of my chart. What y'all think I'm doing this class? I'm the only one qualified to do it. Because I'm the only one got the numbers and the experience. I'm not going to tell you anything that I read of a book. I'm going to tell you personal knowledge that's going to stimulate your mind. It's going to save your behind. Sex is a stimulation of the mind. Sensuality is a telepathic, is the ability to transport pathy across multiple states, freaking multiple dimensions. That's sensuality. Spirituality is stick-to-itiveness. Spirituality is the ability to make a decision and freaking stick to it. And if it's not working, repent. Change your mind and do what? Repent, for the king has dome over your head up. Change your decision. Change your mind and return. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. That's what Jesus came preaching. Do you notice that's the only thing that he preached? Daniel 2:44, Matthew 4:17. Matthew 4:23, Matthew 6:10, Matthew 10:7, 1:16, Luke 10:9, Luke 10:11, Luke 11:20, Luke 21. Let's see, what's the next one? Matthew 5:3, Matthew 10:19, Matthew 6:33. All of these have scriptures, Matthew 10:7. And as you go preaching, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus only taught the kingdom of heaven. That means the king has D-O-M, dominion, over heaven, which is heave up or head up, your crown chakra, the way you think. You got to repent. That means change the way you think and think through like the king who gave you dominion over your crown chakra. You have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. Why are you giving it away? Why you got somebody else thinking for you? That's spirituality. Spirituality says, if it is to be, it is up to me. That's spirituality, brothers. That's spirituality, sisters. Spirituality means that you grow a pair. Spirituality means that you look the devil in the eye and it says, as for me and my house, that's spirituality. Spirituality says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. Spirituality says, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That's spirituality. Spirituality is his power, and his power is focused. His power is disciplined. His power is orderly. Focus, discipline, and order. That's spirituality. If you do those three things, sexuality, spirituality, sensuality, you will have superiority on this dimension. You'll be able to advocate for the doctrine that forces people to take militant action. That's establishing the kingdom of God on earth. And we are now in the age of Aquarius, governed by Uranus, which is inside of the Bible as Ouranos, which is the Greek word for the English word heaven. The kingdom of heaven is now at hand. The kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of Uranus, the planet that governs all sexual functions. We are now in the age of Uranus, which is the age of Aquarius, which is the symbol of the water bearer that's talked about in Luke 17:21. It is the ignorance of understanding the constellations and the zodiac signs that don't understand what the water represents. It represents sexual alchemy. That's why it's pouring out on all flesh. It's the release, because Uranus is the planet that governs all sexual functions. This is according to the Book of Heaven that talks about the cyclical nature of the zodiac and the constellation. It is all written in the stars. Sexual energy, my brothers and sisters, is a deposit inside of you like the Christos. It's dynamite. It is informidable, meaning no weapon formed against you can prosper. This energy activates the circulations and it organizes your electrical system. It has tremendous biological, psychological, and psychic power or possibilities, both positively and negatively. And it's your job to understand that this has been poured out on all flesh. That's the reason why I'm doing this series now, and I didn't do it earlier, because now we are totally in the age of Aquarius. We're in this new aeon, and people who squander and throw away their sexual energy, who throw away their sensual power, and who throw away their spiritual stick-to-itiveness, they're going to be miserable, because the spiritual act is the creative act, and the Father is the creator of creators. It is the act of creation. That is sex. That is sensual, and that is spirituality. That is why every day I wake up, I try to create something. Why? I'm having sex all day, every day, 24/7, 365. The act of creation is sex. That is the essence of the creative power that was given to you by your Father. But how do you have sex all day, every day? How do you keep your erection through the resurrection? That's why Yahushua died and he rose. He has a resurrection, so that way you can have a erection. Do you overstand, understand, and understand? Brothers and sisters, this 7-hour series, this is just the intro. I didn't even go deep. I didn't really go into what we're going to be discussing. But I guarantee you, if you tune into this series, again, $25 for members of the Kingdom International Training Center, $50 for non-members, this is going to lay the foundation for 2019 that's going to usher in 2020. If you go to an optometrist, what is 2020? Vision. clear vision. 2020, the year 2020 is right around the corner. We're leaving 2018. We're going into 2019. Can you see who you're supposed to be? Do you got crystal clear vision? Brothers and sisters, if you don't get this from me, make sure you get it from the Father. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. Please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Excuse me. At the top, look at the center of the page. You'll see a donation link. Make that $50 donation so you can join us. Series starts tomorrow. I may do it later. If not, we'll do it at 12 noon, or I may do it at 7 p.m. Either way, part one, everything's recorded. So if you can't listen live and you are a paid member, I will send you the link at the conclusion of each broadcast. Tomorrow we start with part one. And again, especially for women. Women, this really, you really need to hear this. There's a lot of women that have a problem with, especially if you are what the world calls attractive physically, because there's a stigma that comes with physical attractiveness. I don't know if being physically attractive is a blessing or a curse in the church. It's almost like during the slavery times. If you're a very attractive slave, what happened? The master was always trying to, you know, call you into the big house, no matter what was going on. So really, beauty was a curse back in the day. It ain't no different today. Most attractive women with sexuality, sensuality, and spirituality, because they want to do right, but all of the frequency and the energy, the vibration, the knuckleheads that they're attracting are saying, hey, boo-boo, let's go do something wrong. And most attractive women attract men that share their suffering, and they don't know why. We got to break it down in this series. Brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others, cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love.
Yeah.
He just wanna give me the me mug, because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, this weeping under rust.
Yeah. Yeah.
So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one.
Day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one.
Day one.
So do it for yourself, you the day one.
Day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my gritty, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from star to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice